From his office in the Prague district of Žižkov, Petr Litoš runs a company making mobile phone games for both the Czech and international markets. In fact, his firm Nostromo successfully exports mobile entertainment to the whole of Central and Eastern Europe, the former Soviet Union, Scandinavia and Turkey. When we met last week, I began by asking Petr Litoš to name some of the big international franchises his 30-strong team have worked with.
Lord of the Rings, that was the first one and very good for the track record. Since then, we have bought a couple of very nice licenses. The newest one is Shrek the Third, which we have for exclusively for the region of Central and Eastern Europe, including Russian-speaking countries. Garfield, that's our steady star. Like, everyone likes Garfield. Mr. Bean, we have worked with brands like James Bond. Plus, we never wanted to be considered a company that's buying the best of Hollywood or the best from UK, but also someone who is from this region and cares about this region. So we also have some very strong local or regional brands in our portfolio, which are Pet and Matt, the Czech-based animation or Czech-originated animation. And another one is Nupagadi in Počkej Zajíci from Russia. So that's the mix we have.
How technologically difficult is what you do, and why aren't more people doing it? I think there aren't many firms in the Czech Republic doing what you do.
Well, one thing is that the sector isn't that big. Big IT. You probably have much larger projects, or not probably. You have much larger projects there. The industry globally is a rather small industry, which is developing, starting to be bigger and bigger, but still. So you only have a limited number of firms in each country, including Central and Eastern Europe and Czech Republic. The difficulties, it's definitely different to what you can do with servers or client PC stations or something like that, because nowadays, our new game has to support more than 750 different mobile phones. Means that we are doing about 120, 150 versions of a game. Some of them are pretty similar, but some of them are very different. And you have to handle problems like slow processors and small amount of memory in handsets, mostly in big IT development. If you have slow processors, you have a lot of memory, or vice versa. In mobiles, you don't have the power, you don't have memory. And almost always you have some tricky bugs that the handset manufacturers implanted. Of course, I don't think they wanted to, but they did. And we have to find some workarounds. So it's very, very different. It's very fragmented nowadays.
What is the secret of doing well in your business? I think it's fair to say Nostromo is doing well. What's the secret of success?
Well, if I would only know, but you definitely have to be fast. You have to focus very much. There are so many opportunities in mobile. It's a buzzword. Everyone here, even big FMCGs, are starting to think about what they can do with mobile, how to use mobile to promote, I don't know, Coca-Cola, whatever. But there are those opportunities, but we need to do what we are doing, which is mobile entertainment, including games. Not looking to the left, not looking to the right, doing what we do. So that's it.
Tell us, or maybe even list, please, the territories that Nostromo operates in, and how does a company from the Czech Republic get into those territories? How has it happened for you?
We very, very much position ourselves as someone who's really strong in Central and Eastern Europe, which was always our plan. We thought that those emerging markets, which were not that crowded at some point, they are much more crowded now, but 3 years, 4 years ago, it wasn't that bad. Then we always treated this as our region, as our territory. So nowadays we have headquarters here. We have a dedicated salesperson in Warsaw, Poland, another one in Moscow, Russia, and a half-timer down in Croatia. We really very much cover the Central and Eastern Europe, so everything east of Germany. Plus, in some cases, like we have Garfield, the movie rights for the whole of the world, then, of course, we sell in Latin America, in Asia, in the US, which was very tough. We do that, but the territory is Central and Eastern Europe.
And again, how hard have you found it to get into those markets?
Well, you really have to have a good portfolio. And then I wouldn't say it's easy then, but it helps you a lot. So the brands we always had, it's something that opens door. But then you have to perform. So opening door is one thing, but then you have to have internal processes and things like that that you meet needs of your clients. And our clients, our major clients, are carriers. Nowadays, we work directly with 21 carriers within the territory. Each of them is different. Each of them have different expectations, different timing, and we have to find a way how to orchestrate everything internally to be able to do things like launching Shrek simultaneously in 20 countries. We had to make it at the time of the premiere.
Is there anything about the Czech Republic that explains your success here? For instance, are there more graduates in this area, or are there any reasons why Prague, why the Czech Republic?
Well, in the mobile sector, what's very important is that the Czech Republic always was a very, very developed market compared to countries in the Eastern Bloc. We very quickly reached 100% penetration of mobile devices. And especially Eurotel was a carrier pioneering a lot of different technologies, even from a global point of view. So that was a great testing ground. So what works here, we can I wouldn't say very easily, but we can very nicely implement in places all around. So Czech Republic is strategically good. It's also good from the point that I have never met a partner who's not willing to come to Prague to have a meeting here, have a beer here. Prague has a very good name. I believe it would be much, much worse inviting them to Warsaw or some other place. On the other hand, nowadays, a lot of global companies, regional companies have their development teams or in Prague, or is building their new development teams here. So there is so big demand for IT engineers, for programmers, etc., that we also are thinking about like having another team somewhere else, because it's very, very tough these days.